With news from Aspen Public Radio, I'm Molly Dove. This week, we're talking to each of the three candidates for Basalt's next town mayor at their favorite spot in town. For our second story, we head to Willits to sit on the banks of the Roaring Fork River with candidate Rob Lovett. He has lived in the valley for over 30 years, and he's running for mayor to make sure Basalt keeps its small town charm. Here's our conversation.
So describe where we're at right now.
We are on the banks of the beautiful Roaring Fork River. Across the river is open space, so it's not developed, which is unusual. So we can be on the river and looking across the way, and you don't see houses or cars. The fishing is gold medal trout stream, is first class. And it's one of the things I love about Basalt.
And you fish here?
I do fish here.
This is your fishing spot.
My first question for you will be, what is one thing you love about Basalt?
I love living in a small town. I like going to the supermarket and seeing my friends. I like that we know most of the families at the schools. I like that I can sit here on the river, catch gold medal trout outside my back door. And we're an outdoor family, so everything, hiking, biking. And I've been teaching skiing for 31 years.
Oh, wow.
So in 25 minutes, I'm up at Aspen Highlands.
What is one thing then that you would want to change about Basalt?
I was on a town council for 4 years, but I've been on P&Z for the last two, and we're working on the master plan for Basalt. And when I saw that they were looking to add potentially 2,000 units to a town of 4,000 units, it got my heart rate going. The driving up to Aspen every day can be tough, you know, and if we got that many people in town, you're looking at parking, traffic, just impacting our resources, you know, the rivers, the trails, parking lots, just how many people can we sustain? And we didn't really have those conversations when we started figuring out how many units we could possibly build. Mm-hmm. So P&Z consultants for the master plan, I don't feel like they asked the right questions. The first question they asked was, what should we build? I think the first question they should have asked is, should we build?
Mm. And that would, you said, build 2,000 more units?
Potentially 2,000 units to an area that has 4,000 units.
Wow.
And that's would take a lot of time. You know, it's not going to happen overnight, but that's the growth path that we're on. You know, the online survey through the master plan process was, do you want density or do you want urban sprawl? Nobody wanted the sound of urban sprawl, so everybody chose density. But it's not a binary equation. Those aren't the only two options. How about build nothing? Or how about small, tasteful developments that fit the character and charm of our town? And those questions weren't asked, and that, I believe, was the flaw in the master planning process.
So what qualifies you to be the mayor of Basalt?
People have asked if I should have my head examined. I get that a lot. But 4 years on town council, 2 years on planning and zoning. I was on the gun range task force. I was on the school district visionary plan. When I have two kids at the Basalt schools. We are fully invested in this community.
And what would be your first priority if you were to be elected?
So my major platforms, slow growth, right? We can't build our way out of a growth problem. Two, support the schools. Strong schools make strong communities. And three, civil discourse. Just because we disagree doesn't mean we stop talking. Anybody who's married knows that. If I could wave a magic wand over Basalt, I'd like to change a lot of the attitude that people walk around with.
Mm-hmm.
People who live in Basalt love to complain about Basalt. And we can't legislate good feelings and making people be happy. But what we can do is maybe change your perception of both town government and what's happening in the town.
That was Basalt mayoral candidate Rob Lovett sitting down with Aspen Public Radio alongside the Roaring Fork River in Basalt. We met him there to hear why he's running in the April 7th election. You can find more information on the Basalt mayoral candidates on our website at aspenpublicradio.org. I'm Molly Dove, Aspen Public Radio News.